1029 The Hog presents another Bob and Brian podcast.
This Bob and Brian On Demand is brought to you by Marcus Theaters. Select locations are now open. Come experience the big screen again in a safe and comfortable environment. Purchase tickets and order food in advance at MarcusTheaters.com or on the Marcus Theaters mobile app. Your seat is waiting.
Woo!
Hey, Fireman Jim, yeah, good morning.
Good morning.
Hey, Brian, Fireman Jim's here.
I'm right next to you.
Yeah, I know.
Go ahead, yell at Brian.
No, I wouldn't yell at Brian. Would never yell at Brian.
The Milkmen are playing for the American Association Championship.
We made it to the championship. Our franchise is 2 years old. In year number two, it's strange 2020 season, I'll give you that, but we're in the championship. Right now we're the one seed, and we haven't clinched the one seed overall, but yes, we are in the final.
What other franchise have gotten to the championship in just 2 years? I know it's happened.
Las Vegas hockey team, right?
Yes.
Didn't they just do it?
Yeah.
How old is the league that you're in?
Good question. I know it's been around in different formats. It was an affiliated league for years, and now it's unaffiliated, so it's been around for quite a while, actually. Now, in this format, I'm going to say, I don't know, 88
years. What's the turnover on a roster?
Pretty high. Crazy.
Pretty high.
Right.
Yeah, from last year to this year, we've retained maybe.
I'm not even talking about.
It's a strange year, so maybe 15%.
I'm not even talking about last year or this year. I'm talking from opening day till the final out of the season.
That stays pretty
solid.
More
stable?
Oh, okay. Way more stable, yeah. Okay. I mean, a couple guys will get picked up by major league clubs, but this year's been different because the MLB is shut down. They've kept their teams, you know, tighter with those taxi rosters, so we haven't had many guys picked up this year.
Brian was out driving around by the Rock yesterday.
Why don't you stop by and say hi?
It was raining.
Oh.
Would you have stopped if it were sunny?
Sure.
Why not? We got rained out last night, so we have a doubleheader today.
Yeah.
Two chance. Yeah,
good
I know.
Luck,
yeah,
five.
But playoffs start Saturday. We're for the one seed. We got home game Saturday and Sunday against Sioux Falls. Best of seven, championship baseball. If you haven't been to a game yet, I'm telling you, man. It's some good baseball for if you're a baseball
Brian
fan.
Brian said
some
something
really good
very
baseball.
Disturbing off the air, Fireman
what's
Jim,
that?
That I'd like to run by you. He said that you're flying a Canadian flag at your ballpark, and I said, Brian, that's impossible.
We were not invaded.
We're in America.
An enemy country.
We were not invaded by any Canadian, by Canada. We are playing Winnipeg.
What?
Winnipeg.
Oh, okay.
So we're playing Winnipeg Gold
Eyes. That's the city with the blue turf in their CFL stadium.
Yes.
Wow,
exactly.
The Packers.
Yep.
Tried to play on, and the goalposts were in the wrong place.
Last year.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yep.
Right.
It sure was.
And then the goal line was the 10-yard line that night.
Pretty crazy. I feel sorry for Winnipeg. They had to play their entire season on the road this year because once they left Canada, they couldn't go
back.
They couldn't go back
over the border.
They were first place for almost the entire season.
A two-week quarantine just
to
go
exactly
back into
why.
Canada.
Yeah, that's exactly why. So they had their entire season. They were in first place till about 3 weeks ago.
Gosh,
and then
Fireman Jim. Canada sounds just like Chicago because they've got a list of states you can't visit without quarantining
and
for 2 weeks.
We're on that too, right?
No, we're off that. Oh, we got off a few weeks ago.
Thank goodness.
Yeah.
Thank goodness.
Got
I can get down to Chicago. No. No. So championship baseball starts this weekend. I mean, we had Tim Dillard here. I mean, he's still on the roster. We have four ex-big leaguers pitching for us. Adam Walker, Milwaukee Lutheran graduate, drafted by the Minnesota Twins, leads the league in homers. He got 24 home runs this year. And help me out with this. We're hosting a media day tomorrow. Now, you've been to media days for different things, right?
Mm-hmm.
Well, I have to host one.
Is there a buffet?
Do I need one? See, this is what I need to know.
Yeah.
This is what I need. A buffet like a tuna salad?
How about
something?
Some good stuff instead
like
of just some noodles and crappy sauce?
It's got to be hot dogs would be fine. You get...
Okay.
You get some hot
dogs.
Sausages.
It's at the stadium now, but I'm worried about... Who's going to show up? We could have one reporter, or we could have 10. We're up against, you know, the Packers.
Call those food trucks.
We got a lot of food trucks coming on Thursday night, actually.
When you first kicked off your season, Fireman Jim, you were the only show in town. You would have got all kinds of attention. But now, with the Brewers, the Packers start up this weekend. The Bucs season just ended,
right.
So,
but championship.
Yeah,
championship.
I know what you mean.
American Association
championship.
You know what?
Plan for
give me a number
20.
20,
yeah. Yikes. And if the food runs out, you go, sorry, you got here too late. It was quite popular.
Food. So.
But I would also ask all the people who do show up, please just take one
item, maybe some pigs in a blanket, just one.
One bag of chips, over there. One hot dog.
Unless you do those little sausages in the barbecue
sauce. That's what I'm going to do.
Right? And give them toothpicks.
Those are delicious.
Then you can throw those 200 yummy. In there and you have all you
want. All right,
want.
I like that idea.
Maybe a hot pan of tater tots ready to go.
Perfect.
People love tater tots. Yeah. Now, do I got to start?
You could, toothpick those and the Vienna sausage would be all toothpick.
How about Swedish meatballs? Go to Sam's Club, get a big frozen bag of 30-pounder.
Oh,
maybe.
There you go. Yeah. 30-pounder.
You're just going to need a lot of barbecue
big bag
sauce.
Of people chow at that point.
Yeah.
Do you like the toothpicks with the foil at the end, that little orange?
No.
No, I don't like those either. Okay, so avoid
those
that.
Those are probably going to destroy the environment, too. Yeah.
Do I have to start off with, a joke for the media, or how does that, do I, where, A, before I present, some players, the manager, do I need to tell any jokes?
I don't know how this season goes. You don't have any cloud you're under or anything. No. A joke wouldn't be inappropriate.
Okay, all right, good.
I would say, what do you call 100 dead reporters at the bottom of Lake Michigan? A good start.
Hey.
Anyway, welcome to Media Day.
Hey, I'm Fireman Jim here from the... Hey, how you doing? Good that all two of you showed up here.
Yeah, like that. That'd be great.
That's actually a riddle. It's not a joke.
Yeah.
Oh.
So.
Thanks for clearing up. Tomorrow, Media Day. But it's also going to be a Facebook Live event.
Well,
so
what time
another.
Is Media Day?
11 o'clock in the morning on Facebook as well. So you can type in your questions that way too, right?
You're going to have to get up early to get
Is there a podium?
Should there be a podium?
Well,
you should have a podium.
I would have a table and a backdrop for the players.
Do you have a table or something?
We're going to bring them by two at a time. Two players.
Yeah, a table would be good.
Table?
Yeah, table.
A podium tells you where to stand. Sort of gives people a center of the universe there, where the attention can be focused.
I think I'd rock it back and forth.
Even if you just had a mic stand,
All right. I'm used to talking on a mic. I've done a lot of weddings.
A banner always helps behind where you're going to talk.
Yeah.
Right. It draws people's attention, too.
But you have to line those things up, right? You can't have the banner over here and the mic stand over there. People would probably lose their mind.
Yeah. So, but then do I have to monitor my laptop for questions from the Facebook audience?
Yeah.
And then what if guys like you are on and you're heckling me with bad questions?
I would have an assistant who could screen those and read them to you. Fireman Jim, blah, 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 would like to know this or that.
Bob from Milwaukee asked, and they're going to ask him about cocktail wieners. And then it'll be a funny joke, and I'll start reading it because I will read what's ever put in front of me as well.
Do you have enough serving platters for all these things you're going to serve tomorrow?
I have some bags of chips. I know we have that up top.
You can keep those in boxes.
You can just leave. Right.
All right, Media Day, 11 a.m. tomorrow on Facebook, Milwaukee Milkman Facebook pages.
All right. Hey, Fireman Jim.
Yes, sir.
I'm a quitter. I'll admit it. I'm not going to say I'm not a quitter.
Yeah.
I think I am a quitter.
Sure, that's right.
Because everyone says, well, I'm not a quitter. I probably am.
Okay. Good to know.
But I just don't think the Milwaukee Brewers offense is going to show up in 2020. I just don't.
We're two-thirds in now. We have 20 games to go. And
we keep waiting and waiting and waiting. And I don't know I don't know whose fault it is. If it's anybody's fault, if it's just, it's a
everybody's fault.
Okay.
Let's think positive. In the last
A minute. Not my fault.
No. Well, maybe a little bit.
No. Not at all.
All right. You're right. Mine either. In the last, so they're down 8-0.
I'll take the fault. I already said I'm a quitter.
Fine. Whatever.
It's not looking good for them. It really is. Now they're four games under 500. Yep. Really, all you have to do is finish 500 this year to make the playoffs. More than half the teams make the playoffs this year for the first time ever in baseball. More than half. Mm-hmm. So you finish 500, you're pretty much guaranteed a playoff spot. And right now they're in 10th. They have to be 8 and up.
Mm-hmm.
Not looking good.
How many rounds of playoffs are there going to be?
There'll be, 8-4, 4-2. No, there's 16 teams actually. So,
right.
Yeah.
16-8.
Four rounds of playoffs.
And they're all 7-game series?
All 7.
All right. I'm fine with that.
I'm fine with that too. But I'm not fine with the Brewers, making the playoffs last, couple of years, and this year it's
a weird season. Again, this isn't like every other season. It's a really bizarre season.
It's very bizarre.
And I might just dismiss this one altogether as it wasn't really a season.
I think that's what's going to happen. Sports. It's going to be asterisked to death.
For sure. It will for sure.
Oh, that one. Yeah.
What happened to the Bucks last night, you're going to see happen to a couple of the 1-2 seeds in baseball. It's just going to happen.
Okay.
Anybody can win it this year. Whoever gets hot at the right time, obviously. But yeah, their offense.
So that's why I think it would be such a great year to get in, because if you
it is,
you know,
and you're going to see some teams that came out of nowhere, like Florida Marlins, they got a good young squad. They might win it all. They could.
Or you could be the last seed and get your brains beat out.
You could. That could happen
right
as well.
Away.
I mean, I can't predict a winner in baseball this year. I mean, nobody's really paying as much attention to sports as they used to.
And
obviously.
Now making it even more weird, how many games do the Brewers have left?
20.
And they have 10 of those with the
yes,
Cardinals.
10 against the Cardinals. Including
out of their last 20
doubleheader.
Games.
Yeah. Next week they have a doubleheader, single game doubleheader. Obviously seven-inning doubleheaders, but still, yeah, 10 of their next 20, which St. Louis is ahead of us in the playoffs. They're in second place right now, so you want to play those teams. Play the Cubs still, too, but they got to start hitting. And now their pitching is getting
Yeah, if they can't hit the ball, it doesn't matter how good pitching is.
No.
Who I can't remember his name. Who is the big guy they brought in? They cut Smoke and
Smoke they just cut, yeah, with Jed Jerko that's playing first base now that you're talking about?
No, the even bigger guy that they brought in from Seattle.
Oh, Navarro's the catcher.
No, no, the big white guy who looks like Brutus at the plate. He's
oh, they just brought him in?
Yeah, yeah, this week.
Yeah, not Hutchinson. See, I can't remember his name. He's so new.
Yeah.
But yeah, he's a big guy. He's been hitting the ball, but yeah, he's only got like 15 at-bats.
Right.
I mean, you know, Ryan Braun hasn't played in two games. Where's he been? Is he hurt again? He's on the bench.
I think it's time to.
Don't abandon ship. Never abandon ship.
I quit him long ago.
Oh, you quit? Okay, yeah.
Well, I'm just admitting it now.
Yeah, he's.
I quit Ryan Braun.
He's pretty much done. Yeah, he's. I mean, if he's not hurt, he's hitting below 200.
Meanwhile, the guy you hit in the face with a bat a few years ago, Gene Segura, I saw him on SportsCenter.
He's rocking.
With a 2-run homer in Philadelphia to win the game the other night.
Yeah, he's. You know who else is rocking right now?
So what does this tell us?
Nelson Cruz.
What's a good thing to have?
Nelson Cruz, another former
an
Brewer.
An ex-Brewer that we got rid of and kept Corey Hart. He's 40. He leads Major Leagues in home runs right now. He's hitting homers.
How long has Corey Hart been retired?
It's got to be 5 years, hey?
Yeah,
I saw him at the Rock actually,
and Nelson Cruz is still tearing it up. I don't have anything.
He's a great guy.
I don't have anything against Corey Hart. He was always a lot of fun when we would get to talk to him.
Yeah, he's like living somewhere in Illinois, I think, and he brought his kid up to play some baseball. He's a nice guy, but Nelson Cruz still playing ball at 40, leads the league in home runs. Good story for him. I mean, he hit homers. He just broke a record for homers in both sides of a doubleheader. Way more doubleheaders now than he used to be, but still good for him. Brewers, they got some work to do.
I watch him and I go, there's just, over the weekend, I can't tell you how many times I saw him leave the bases loaded.
Yeah, they're not runners. They
or somebody would
hit.
Lead off the inning with a double and they couldn't move him.
They're almost last in hitting and runners in scoring position. Whatever stat you want to throw out there, they're almost last in it offensively.
Ridiculously, enormously, gigantically frustrating to watch them when they're at the plate right now.
I mean, their pitching is doing all right. Their bullpen is top notch, but no runs you can.
And I am also up to here, and for those of you who can't see me, my hand is over my
your head.
I am up to here with falling behind.
Which they always do.
Which we all, it's just, going to have to come from behind tonight.
We don't score runs in the first or second inning. We just don't do it.
I think I'm just going to let this year go in baseball. I'm just going to.
And you're going to roll the dice on football, see what happens there? That's a lot of unknowns there, but.
Am I going to roll today? Let's see how the Packers do in the first 5 weeks, and I'll let you know if I'm going to dismiss
football
too. How that's going to
be. It's going to be interesting. This has just been, like I said, 2020. Going to write the whole season off. For all sports, except for the Milwaukee Milkmen in the championship.
Right.
There you go.
And you can get tickets and go to the game.
Which starts up when?
Starts up, hopefully this Saturday. We don't know if we're the one seed yet, but the best of seven will be in Milwaukee either Saturday and Sunday or next Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday. Either way, you can get tickets right now. Limited capacity. It's going to sell out. Championship baseball right here in Milwaukee.
Media day tomorrow at what time?
11 a.m.
Can I stream it, you said?
Yeah, on Facebook. All Milwaukee right. Milkman paint on Facebook and watch me nervously twitch and ask ridiculously
questions. You wearing a suit or Milkman attire?
I don't wear my Milkman attire.
A t-shirt or
a jersey? I wear
better.
A jersey.
You wear a jersey?
I wear a jersey, yep.
With a hat?
No, we got Van the Milkman. He's co-hosting. He wears a Milkman attire and I wear a jersey like a player.
With a hat?
With a hat.
Are you going to put it on backwards?
No.
Like a cool guy?
Too old
guy?
For that. No. Once you turn 40, you can't do that anymore.
Worked for Griffey Jr.
He wasn't 40, though. Turned 40, no more backwards cap, guys.
Really?
You're
then
done.
You can't anymore?
You're done.
Really? You just look ridiculous?
You look ridiculous.
Thank you for that, Fireman Jim. Right, for the baseball and fashion tips.